This is Mick with National Rock Review. I'm on the phone today with Travis of Through the Ashes, who will be playing Dirt Fest this year at Birch Run Expo Center on August 9th. How are you doing today, Travis?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. So, is this your first time you guys have played Dirt Fest?
Yeah, actually it is. We're really excited. I've tried to get my band Through the Ashes on the lineup the last couple of years, but we didn't exactly have the pull on the east side of the state like we do currently, so it kind of worked in our favor, and we are very lucky to be on the National Rock Review stage this year. So, again, thank you.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about Through the Ashes, your band, your sound, how you came to be, and the direction you take with your music.
Well, Through the Ashes started back in 2008, and has occurred some member changes throughout the last few years, but we are metalcore. We consider ourselves Michigan metalcore because we're all from Michigan, and we love supporting our state. But we sound, if you want to take some analogies, we're like Killswitch Engage, As They Lay Dying, that genre of style, dual harmonies, breakdowns here or there, some solos. We also do singing and scream and growls in our songs, so that kind of gets a wide variety of listeners, and that way you're not just sub-genering yourself to a straight-up heavy metal, death metal group. So, but we actually just put out a new single entitled Itchy that we had recorded at 37 Studios in Rochester Hills with Matt Dalton, and that kind of helped fling the whole Dirt Fest thing into full gear.
So what other festivals have you guys played? It looks like you guys have played Rockapalooza, the Great Lakes Metal Hardcore Festival.
Yeah, we've played Rockapalooza the last 3 years. Unfortunately, due to circumstances, obviously, it's not currently around. Hopefully, the Dolph Brothers can take that back up into shape and get it going next year. But we played the last 3 years on that, and then we did the Great Lakes Hardcore Metal Festival, which I believe was just a one-year deal. I think the promoter for that wasn't exactly happy with the turnaround on that, so it is what it was. But back in 2012, we actually did over 90 regional tour shows. We were on Standby Records for a Heartbeat, and they put out our first album, which entitled End of Days. That came out, and then we did a ton of shows. 2013, we actually kicked it way back. We ended up having a member change and only played till about Rockapalooza, took the rest of the year off to really evaluate what our sound should be and what our future holds, and then came back into gear at the end here and went back into the studio with Matt Dalton and recorded half of our upcoming full length, which was going to be just an EP, but we decided to go full length, and that's pretty much where we're at now. We've been lucky enough to have some national shows before Dirt Fest. We played with Gemini Syndrome and I Said to Kill on their tour leg for Battle 3, and since then we've just been heavy on Dirt Fest, making sure we've got fans in front of us, making sure we get the word out and our single into people's ears.
You guys are based on the west side of the state of Michigan, kind of the epicenter around Sturgis, Michigan, correct?
Yeah, I'm personally from Sturgis. We've got members from all over the west side, Midwest Michigan. We've got a member from Vicksburg area, a member from Schoolcraft, a guitarist who is originally from Athens and now lives in Kalamazoo, and another guitarist who is from the Athens area, but he resides in Mishawaka, Indiana. But as for a hometown, we're like Kalamazoo Battle Creek boys. We're very blue-collar. All of us still work our asses off day in, day out, and have the band holding together. So we all know what it's like to have to deal with personal lives and wives and mortgages and bills and all that good stuff. But at the same time, we can get up on stage all collectively and help some faces. But yeah, we love West Michigan. We love to promote the local scene here, and can't say enough about West Michigan.
And what is the local scene like in West Michigan? Where do you guys play at over there?
The scene's actually pretty cool. cool. We've had some venues pop up. There's Planet Rock of Battle Creek, which has actually just been renamed as Music Factory. Went under new ownership, I believe about a year ago or so, and they've been putting a ton of money into the building, revamped the stage, the lights, the sound there. It's an amazing venue now. It was great before, but it's even more amazing now. A lot more nationals are coming through there. Kalamazoo has some great spots like Papa Pete's, Pizzeria, and Stage. We've done many shows there. We did a Summer Mayhem Festival there. There's a few others in Kalamazoo, but as far as the top ones we like to do, we like to play Papa Pete's and Music Factory in Battle Creek. We did our CD releases in Battle Creek, and it was amazing.
What does it mean to you personally to be playing on Dirt Fest this year?
Well, for me personally, it's kind of a culmination because, like I said, I've been trying to get on that lineup for the last 3 years and it just didn't happen. It's one of those things where you're kind of wondering, what do I got to do? You know, what do I have to do to make this happen? And, you know, sometimes it just takes time. You know, sometimes things just work out, you know, for whatever reasons, and then when it finally clicks, it clicks. And this year, it clicked into high gear. I mean, take the lineup with headliners Chill Switch Engage, your Power Man 5000, and Chimera, and our hometown boys and Battle Cross, and take us, who have been kind of laying low, but at the same time, you know, we just released a brand new single that people are really digging, and getting back in the studio, and reminding people that, you know, we're still here, and obviously they want to hear us. Because we sold a ton, you know, we pre-sold a ton of tickets, a ton of VIPs, and I couldn't be any happier. I've never been so excited for the future of the Ashes.
What are some of the other acts on Dirt Fest that you're looking forward to checking out this year?
Well, number one's Kill Switch. I mean, every member of our band has seen Kill Switch. Some of us haven't seen Kill Switch with Jesse. I got to see them at the Orbit Room this past, I believe it was November or December they came through. But that's number one on all of our lists. I mean, we're all big Kill Switch fans. But we're all excited to go see Chimera, especially Battle Cross. We all love Battle Cross. Our singer Brad actually knew Gumby when he was in IDK before he joined Battle Cross. So they go, you know, they have some history there with that. And so we're all excited to see Battle Cross. They always kill it live. Want to throw some, Powerman 5000. I've never seen them live, so I'm kind of stoked. I grew up with those dudes back in the 90s and early 2000s, so, yeah, I mean, it's hard to really pinpoint on the fly, because, I mean, it's such an amazing lineup.
Now, you haven't played Dirt Fest, but I'm certain you've attended it several times in the past?
Oh, actually, no. I've never actually attended a Dirt Fest. This is my first both ways, attending and getting to play, so I'm really excited. I can't really recall if any of the other members have actually attended Dirt Fest, because I think usually what we did the last couple of years, if we couldn't get on the lineup, we automatically, I'm on the fly, I'm trying to book something, because I do all of our booking, so most times if we couldn't get on, I was already trying to find something to secure, like a date, or possibly, you know, some of us have other things going on in life, so we'd have to do something else. But yeah, I'm totally excited to call it a first timer. This is my cherry popper. I'm excited.
Awesome. So, what are some of the more epic things you've heard about Dirt Fest in the past? What makes it Dirt Fest such an awesome event for the Midwest region?
I think a lot of it is just the local support, man. You know, you hear bands say, oh, our scene is dead. Well, a lot of, you know, you got to take the time to really go out and see these local bands. You know, I mean, Through the Ashes is by far a local band. Like, we are not big nationals. We don't tour. You know, we do regional shows here and there. But as a whole, man, we still consider ourselves just a big local band. Because, you know, I mean, without your local support, man, there's really no backbone. I mean, you can bring in all the nationals you want, but... You know, you've got secure guarantees and writers and whatnot, and, you know, all these smaller bands that would die to get up on stage just to say, hey, I met these people, or hey, you know, and you'd be surprised how many nationals are more than willing to hand out advice, you know, and to help these smaller local bands like us, you know, get to a point where we're, you know, either more popular or, you know, hey, how do you do your stage lighting? You know, yeah, you've got stage risers with lights in them, you know, just little things like that to help bands grow. But Dirt Fest does the local support so well by having so many local bands, so many good local bands. They don't just throw a hodgepodge of everything. You know, they really take their time to secure good bands that really fit with the big lineup. But also, I'm sure, and if you haven't, YouTube Dirt Fest. I mean, there's mosh pits. I mean, there's all kinds of great stuff going on. There's local interactivity with vendors and the stages. Everybody's really hand in hand, and it's a very intimate setting to where, you know, it's just a great place to be.
Going back to national acts giving you advice, what's the best piece of advice you've been given by a national act or by anybody in the music business?
I guess our first producer was Don DiBiase. He produced our first album, and he worked for Standby along with his own studio called Studio D down in Cleveland, Ohio. But just working. I mean, just you gotta work your ass off. Because there are so many bands now. I mean, it's so mainstream now with, you know, people don't think about it, but, you know, was it 5-10 years ago when Guitar Hero and, you know, and Rock Band and all these video games started coming out and, you know, really, really helped drive the whole mainstream music industry thing. And people want to play guitar, you know, before, back in the 70s and 80s and even maybe even the 60s, I can remember my dad telling me, you know, it was like a trade skill almost because people just didn't pick up the guitar. You know, they wanted to be rock idols, but it wasn't like it is now, where it's just everybody wants to be in a band, you know, and everybody wants to make music. So he's always, Don gave me a great piece of advice that you just gotta work. I mean, you gotta get your name out there. You gotta take any bit of contact, like even if it might be just a small contact at a local newspaper or, you know, like a free magazine, you know, take that and run with it. You know, if you can secure a small article, even on that, I mean, that's a press release, that's an article. You know, take any little bit of exposure you can get and then just run with it. As far as stage presence, we took a lot of advice from, we played a show with Spine Shank last year, and those dudes, I can't say anything but positive for those guys. They were on tour. We helped open, like, direct support for them, and they were just super cool. Invited us out. We got to hang out with them out by their tour bus, and they actually, all three of us guitar players play Schecter instruments. He actually, the guitarist actually had a Schecter sponsorship, and he gave me his info. Like, here's my guy, this is my guy's name. I don't know, you know, if you guys are touring and whatnot, but I think you guys could seriously, you know, do something with this. You know, little things like that. I mean, it just goes to show if you put the work in and, you know, eventually you might turn some heads and anything can happen.
Travis, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today. We'll see you guys at Dirt Fest, August 9th, Birch Run Expo Center in Birch Run, Michigan. You guys play the National Rock Review stage at 1:30. We're looking forward to seeing you guys kill it, brother.
Very much. 1:30, everybody. National Rock Review stage.
Rock on, man. We'll see you then.
All right. Take care, brother.
Bye.